I like watching her speak. She only gestures a little bit at first, but as she gathers steam, her hand movements become more and more forceful. I listen while Lisa talks, and at the same time, I think about something I can tell her. A story where I can make gestures and get her to laugh. I tell her about the professor whose lectures I attend on Friday afternoons, while Lisa listens and drinks her cola. She doesn't use a glass. She rarely does. She drinks straight from the bottle or a carton. In the morning, when I catch her drinking her juice like that, she doesn't stop or get embarrassed. She merely wipes her mouth and continues without saying anything. She's provocative, but that's just the way she is. Lisa laughs out loud when I tell her about my professor. He always shows up in the same knitted vest, which is buttoned crookedly. It is never buttoned in the same way, but always crooked. His hair is tousled in such a way that one would think he just got out of bed. She leans across the table, and I keep talking. Before we notice it, a couple of hours have passed. Darkness has engulfed the city, and it's time to switch on the lights in our flat.
You know something? Why don't we go out tonight? I feel like dancing, Lisa says, while gyrating her hips.
She puts her hands above her head and stretches, while her hips continue making figures of eight.
Sounds good to me. I could use a night out, I say.
We spend the next hour or so washing our hair and doing our makeup. We rush in and out of each other's rooms and look in each other's mirrors, trying to find the best light. We laugh and fool around, and before the hour's up, we have shared the first bottle of white wine.
We completely forgot to make a toast, Lisa says, when we have done our hair and makeup.